Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow.
Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready for overflow? Are you ready for the fire? Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning you your daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our topic for today is, do you really trust God like you say you do? Think about that. Do you really trust God like you say you do? And our scriptures from today for today come from Job 13:15 and Psalm 42, verse 11. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and get your daily fire with me. I'm live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, so you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. Save that number in your phone so you'll be able to just call in at 7. Again, it's 323-870-4180. 323-870-4180. But if you can't call in live at 7 a.m., the recording is always available on my ministry website anytime after 8 a.m. The site is feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. FeelDFire.com. But your best way to make sure you don't miss the fire is to follow the podcast. That way, the link to the recording is text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and it's available for you to listen to at any time throughout that day. Your break, your lunch, when you're working out at the gym, whenever you're able to listen, as well as to share it with others in your family, because we want to win souls. Follow by texting the letters BF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire. Text those letters to phone number 33222. You'll know you followed because you'll receive a confirmation text. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. FeelDFire.com. Let's get into our scriptures now. I'm in Job 13, verse 15, reading from KJV. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me out loud right now. Do you really trust God like you say you do? Now I need you to ask yourself that question. Call out your name and say, do I really trust God like I say I do? On yesterday, I received a message from an attorney. I am a witness in a criminal trial. Yes, I know I'm an attorney and I do criminal defense, but this time I'm actually a witness. And so the trial is in Orlando this week. And, you know, I was en route or getting ready to go up because I was scheduled to testify on today. And I'm testifying on behalf of the defendant. And so his attorney reached out yesterday and let me know, you don't need to come. I mean, last minute, you don't need to come because there's been a mistrial. And the mistrial was in his client's favor, the defendant, on behalf of, you know, whose behalf I would be testifying as a witness. And so, of course, when there's a mistrial, the prosecution has the right to bring that trial back to court. But at this time, they're unaware if the prosecutor will do so. And, you know, after I found out what happened and why there was a mistrial, I just began to praise God because, for me, this is a long time coming for this defendant. You know, unequivocally, I know he's innocent of the charges. So I was so happy, and I thought about the fact that this has been a two-year ordeal for this person. And I can tell you, when the person is the defendant, this is a bittersweet moment, because on the one hand, you're so happy to be able to try to clear your name and get to that trial date. But on the other hand, you're very apprehensive because, you know, as much as we'd like to say justice is blind, it's not blind. There are 6 to 12 pairs of eyes, i.e. the jurors, sitting there looking at you, and they bring their own biases. And as much as attorneys, we try to weed them out, you know, as we go through voir dire, weed out who's biased, who may have a prejudice or a situation that will not allow them to judge fairly or impartially. You know, sometimes people are very good at hiding their own personal agendas. So the defendant also has that apprehension. And as you know, I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration. So as a family, we had that apprehension. I don't just talk it. I know what it feels like. So all throughout this time, I had been saying to that family, you know, trust God. Don't lose hope. And they are devout Christians. But when you're in the middle of the battle, or you're in the middle of war, when you're in the middle of an attack of the enemy, that's when you will really find out if you trust God like you say you do. You see, it's easy to trust him when blessings are overflowing, when they are running behind you and overtaking you. It's easy to trust him when you got enough money in the bank, all of your children are doing well, your marriage is going great, your ministry is going great, you're getting promoted on your job, or you're just, you know, about to attain your degree. All of these things, it's so easy to shout, speak in tongues, trust him, witness about him, speak good. But what about when you're one of the workers who you're furloughed? Or you're having to go to work and you're not getting paid? What about when your life is on the chopping block? You know, this defendant is facing a life felony, never been arrested or anything before, now facing a life felony. Do you really trust God like you say you do? In the book of Job that I read to you today, that's where Job was. You see, the devil had gone to God to ask permission to try Job because the Lord was bragging on Job. And the devil said, well, surely, you know, he trusts you. Surely he praises you because look at what you've done for him. He hasn't seen any battles. He hasn't been through any tests. He hasn't experienced any war. All of his legacy, all of his riches, all of his wealth, everything is overflowing. So remove your head from him and let me afflict him, Lord, and then let's see what he'll really do. So at this point, Job, he's lost his children, he's lost his cattle, he's lost his wealth, he's lost his friends. You know, his friends were saying, you must have done something to make this happen because God would not just allow you to go through this. You brought this upon yourself. Come on and confess your sin. Then his wife was telling him, curse that God you believe in and die. But Job responded, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Even if God takes my life. Even if he said, this is the last day of your life, Job was saying, it won't stop me from trusting in him. But not only will it not stop me from trusting in him, he said, I will still maintain my own ways before him. In other words, I will still praise him. I will still glorify him. I won't give up on God. I won't backslide because I really trust him, like I said I did. Then Psalm 42:11, the psalmist has to even challenge his own soul. Why are you cast down? Because you're going through things? Hope in God. He said, for I shall yet praise him. He's my God. He's my health. He's my joy. He's my strength. I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, that question this morning and all day today. If God took everything, would you still praise him? Would you still glorify him? Don't just give me lip service. Yes, yes, yes. The proof is in the pudding. How have you been responding to the trials you're going through right now? Have you been walking around depressed? Must you tell everybody you see about it? Are you walking around with a downcast countenance so that people will ask you what's going on? You know, some people like to have that martyr spirit, that woe is me. Now, I'm not saying that you should not have regular emotions. I mean, if you're going through, yes, you should be sad or angry or whatever natural emotion should be provoked due to your situation. But in the midst of it, are you still praising God? And the only way you can still be praising him is if you really trust him like you say you do. Because if you really trust him like you say you do, in the midst of the tears, somehow joy will still spring forth from you. In the midst of the trial, somehow praising God will still spring forth in the way that you praise him. Maybe some of you shout, some of you dance in the spirit, some of you cry, some of you wave your hands, some of you rock back and forth, some of you just sit there in your own quietness. I don't judge how you praise him. I'm just asking, are you still praising him? And if you're not, I can guarantee you, you don't trust God like you say you do. Show me the evidence. People see me, and they're like, Rossi, you don't ever go through. I'm like, are you kidding? Oh, my God, I go through all the time. But I also have the testimony that each time God has come through. He has never failed me. Every time God has made a way. Every time God is blessed. I'll tell you what one of my clients said. He said, Rossi, reach into that bag of tricks and pull out one of your tricks. I said, what are you talking about? He said, every time they come against you, you come up with something else and you win. And I laughed. I said, this ain't no bag of tricks. This is what God gives me because I'm operating in my purpose. And yes, I can have that mind to find how to prevail and still be a Christian, still do it ethically, don't have to lie, because I'm in my calling, but I'm also a person, glory, who trusts God like I say I do. Sometimes I trust him so much that I'll tell people it's to my own detriment. Because if I believe God is going to do something for me, I'll believe down to the last second of the last second of the last second of the last minute of the last hour. You can say, Rossi, it's 11:59 p.m. and it hasn't happened. Okay, but it hasn't passed midnight. Do you really trust God like you said you do, like you say you do? Then we got to go into prayer. But you need to be asking yourself that question and answer it by the evidence, because it's your trust that will provoke your praise, and it's your praise that will provoke God to move. Do you trust him? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you today. Father, we glorify you today. Our souls are on fire, on daily fire, Father, because we're being provoked to answer the question. We're being being challenged. Our actions are being challenged. Our words, what we say, it's being challenged to prove whether or not we really trust you like we say we do, with the evidence being the continuation of our praise. If we really trust you, Lord, we'll praise you. If we really trust you, we'll honor you. We'll magnify you. We'll glorify you in the midst of the human emotions, in the midst of not seeing our way out. We will still say, but God, even if you slay me, yet will I trust in you, because my soul hopes in you. You are my confidence, my joy, and my strength. You are the author and the finisher of my faith. You are my everything, God. 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 You are my all in all. What can I do but trust you? What can I do but trust you? How many times have you worked on my behalf? Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Everything that they put their hands to in accordance with your will, bless them right now. Bless them right now. Help them to gain supernatural trust in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say, I will trust God like I say I do. Say it again. Now we're going to go into the altar call, and then I'm going to assign your task. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin and repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family and welcome back for those of you who were backslidden. Everyone, make sure you're going to church, you're in Bible study, you're in Sunday school if your church offers Sunday school, and make sure you don't forget your daily devotional Monday through Friday here on Daily Fire live at 7 a.m. or go to my website after 8 a.m. and even better, follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is, do you really trust God like you say you do? Your task for today is to show the evidence of the trust by praising him no matter what. Provoke God to move for you. The provocation for him to move is in your praise. All right? Don't miss the fire. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here, kick defeat out the door.